time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, hello. We're going to be talking about adrenal fatigue. Now, the more medical, I think, appropriate word that I tend to use for this overarching subject is dysregulation. I just think that I like that better, but it's a very big sort of familiar word to say adrenal fatigue. I've got Jacob Teitelbaum and going to be joining me any second now. His phone was, our connection was a little bit off, so we're going to get better connected and have him on. But so here's the most important thing. All right, so Dr. Teitelbaum, you with me?
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
All right, Holly. So I was always, Jacob, thank you. And I was talking to the listeners about, introducing our segment, but for the most part, one of the words that I tend to use from a more medically appropriate word would be adrenal dysfunction. Adrenal fatigue, I think, is very common. Everybody realizes it, hears it. They hear things like my adrenals are shot. It's a pretty much 21st century, very common household name word, I should say, that and cortisol. People that haven't gone to medical school, that don't have the student loans like you and myself, unfortunately understand some of these terminologies that they probably would have never. But I do often see this, and I think it's important, and we're going to talk about phase one, when everything is a little bit too high. But there really are kind of, I would say, three different distinct phases of your adrenals eventually starting to falter.
Absolutely. And in the beginning, what happens is constant stress causes the adrenals to be firing all the time. And stress normally can be a healthy thing. Our body is built to handle a certain amount of stress, whether it's low-grade day-to-day stress or meeting a polar bear and having a fight-or-flight reaction. What's not meant to happen is to have that fight-or-flight reaction going off over and over and over and over again, day in and day out, which is what's happening in modern life. But the good news is that it's not necessary for that to be that way. It's happening because we have this fiction that we'll talk about in a minute or two. But absolutely so. First, we'll see the adrenals will go too high. So they're in overdrive. Cortisol levels stay high. And that causes depression, weight gain, sugar cravings. And that leads then into the other phases.
Right. Okay. So, and you know, I always say, people, when they're in this phase, when things are running pretty high, I hardly ever see them. You know why? You can, this is like, let's talk about this. I was deployed to the Gulf War, believe it or not, back in 1990. I probably was in this phase, but it wasn't phasing me because I was such a cat on a hot tin roof, and I knew I was going to feel it in a couple months, and I did. But also other situations in our lives, like changing a job, moving, divorce, chronic periods of stress where you are so dependent on survival that those catecholamines, cortisol, they're all very, very high for an extended period of time. But you don't feel sick. You actually kind of feel like, this is kind of funny. I don't need to sleep. this is awesome. And I think that starts to be phase one for folks where it's like, oh, here we go, because we know better. You know, we know that the body is going to start to compensate for this excessive state, and it's going to start to create deficiencies and also imbalances.
And you'll see that in some cases, kind of like in a war zone or things like that, it can create this kind of a high that goes on in terms of survival and being in this camaraderie. A lot of people in modern life are dealing with a stress that comes because in the old days, we talked about this before, the advertising executive's motto used to be sex sells. And now, for the last couple decades, it's been fear sells. It's not what's today's news, it's what's today's crisis. We have wars that go on to infinity if we let them. I mean, there's all these things that are set up because of fear sells. And people have this thing that, you know, you hit a red light on the way to work and you go, oh, my God, you know, and you set off the alarm bells. And then the boss looks at you funny and you set off the alarm bells. But there are simple things you can do that will help you recognize, first of all, most of the stuff on TV that scares you, that you watch, it makes you feel bad, it's a fiction.
Right.
So repeat after me, everybody. The news is a fiction. If you think I'm kidding you, is a scroll, to pick any major news story, and scroll your remote control through the three main news networks, and you will think you're on three different planets. Now we even have Al Jazeera, the Chinese news network, and all the Russian. You'll think you're in different galaxies. I mean, it's just like, so all of them except at least one are wrong. And I'll tell you a secret. They're all, what's the medical word? Oh, the term is FOS. We'll like to say fullest tool. But anyway, so, you know, so as long as you're watching the news and it feels good, enjoy it. It's meant to be an entertaining fiction. And if you're having fun with it, sometimes it feels good to get into a good rant and rage, and it's fun sometimes. So when it starts feeling bad, we've talked about one of my favorite Tai Chi moves before, Holly, but here it is again. If you're feeling stressed out because you're watching the news, do this Tai Chi move. Pause. Breathe. Center. Reach over to the side. Grab the remote. Click. And turn the TV off or change to the comedy channel. I'll tell you, The Daily Show and Chris, the Colbert Report, probably the most accurate news in the country.
I hear you. Now, because you're going to talk about two simple natural treatments that can actually help balance these elevated cortisol levels. Are you telling me that your Tai Chi move is one of them?
That's one of them.
All right.
And another simple thing you could start with is to cut out excess sugar, which will help along with that as well. That doesn't mean to give up sweets. I have a great sweet tooth, but I'll use stevia. You can find sugar-free chocolates at I-4, Abdullah Candies, Rocky Mountain Candy Factory. You can find both those online. They have sugar-free lines that you will not feel the least bit deprived. And then there's simple herbal things and nutritional things. One of my favorites is a mix called Sleep Tonight. It's also another name. It's Cortisol Manager. It's a mix of ashwagandha and also phosphatidylserine. Both of these help to bring cortisol levels back to normal. Whether they're high or low can be helpful, but it helps bring them down, helps settle it down. So during the day, you may find that you're calmer, you have more energy, less depressed. By the way, high cortisol equals depression in many cases. And at nighttime, if you find that your mind's wide awake at bedtime, so you can't sleep, just taking the Sleep Tonight. And again, the ashwagandha, phosphatidylserine. You can find these in any health food store. We have it at entfatigue.com. Just a very nice, simple thing. One or two capsules in the morning if you need it to de-stress. One or two in the evening to sleep. Very simple. Holly, have you used that before?
That's a proprietary blend of those ingredients. And I got to tell you something. I mean, it's just, I love it. I love it. It's so effective. I use it personally because I tend to run high in all the good ways, I think. And then for my patients, for sure. And it's just, as you said, ashwagandha, I think epimedium, L-theanine, magnolia, phosphatidylserine. I mean, I know the particular pharmacognosy and mechanism of actions of all of them, but together the blend, and I've always said, and I think you're the one that taught me early on, these combination synergistic ingredients where you can find these incredible miraculous nature cures together working in concert to make a difference clinically. I love those plants. I love them.
And I mean, talk about stress. When I was first learning about ashwagandha, I didn't know much about it. And somebody said, well, I can go to a website, ashwagandha.com. And I didn't have a chance to go check it out. But when I was giving lectures, somebody would ask about ashwagandha. I'd say, I don't know much about it, but I sent them to the website. I'd say, go check it out. And they came back and said, by the way, that's a porn site. Okay, so
that
leads me to the next thing about stress. One question.
Well, I've got 45 seconds with you, so we got to make it quick.
Got it. Here's a question. When you're stressing, asking, am I in imminent danger? There was a porn site. So what? No imminent danger. When you do that, your adrenals will go down. Holly, take it away, girl.
All right, listen, thank you so much, Jacob. It's always so great. We're going to keep talking about adrenals, so you got to stay tuned each and every week. Also, I think what we can do with that TV is learn discernment. Actually watch and know exactly what's going on in front of you and just know better. That's what we're trying to help you do. We're going to kind of knock you alive on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille, and this is Mindful Medicine.